Rob Parr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Sometimes when I wipe, I'll wipe and I'll wipe and I'll wipe and I'll wipe 100 times, still poop.
Let me check that.
It's like I'm wiping a marker or something.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is William Lewis Koontz. Welcome back to the show. I'm amped. It's Buccaneers Sunday. I don't know what the outcome is because I'm recording this on a Wednesday. But they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles today, or they did. And I'm assuming they won because after that beating, well, they didn't really, I mean, they didn't, you know, they beat them. But it was close. They put on the Saints, a supposedly good team. I've heard that they were good and they were going to be good. They made the playoffs last year, but are they good? I don't know. I'm assuming we found out today how good the Bucs are as they play the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm just going to say, I hope this doesn't jinx them, but I think they won today. I think they took it to them. I think Fitzmagic, Ryan Fitzpatrick, played his heart out. Mike Evans with a couple touchdowns. Chris Godwin with a couple touchdowns. I'm going to say the final score was 62-31. That's right. That was the score of the Bucs game today. So awesome job, guys. Hopefully I didn't jinx you there. Boy, it was kind of frustrating watching that first week of football, though, wasn't it? I mean, it was awesome. That Thursday night game, the first one, what a stinkerooski that was. The Eagles and the Falcons, they just looked terrible. But, you know, it was the first game. But, I mean, was it worse than in previous years? I don't know. 813-693-2124 is the number here if you want to leave a voicemail or text, comment on any of these subjects that we talked about. I mean, the first week's usually pretty bad, but that Bucs game and New Orleans game was awesome. But you can't play defense anymore in this National Football League, apparently. And there were so many plays that looked okay to me. It just looked like defense. I know they're trying to protect these players now with the concussions and everything, but you can't. We talked with Ian Beckles about this. There's really no way to protect these guys from these sort of injuries. It's just part of the game, and they have to decide if it's worth the risk or not to play. But, yeah, so there's just no defense anymore. I saw one of the Rams, and I think it was Rams in Oakland. Aaron Donald is his name. He's a defensive lineman. Just freaking muscled this dude, this offensive lineman, just grabbed him by his collar kind of thing or his jersey and just threw him down on the ground and then dove, hit the guy a little under his knee, and he kind of flipped around. That's a great play. It was a great play 3 years ago, 2 years ago, even last year. But no, that was a bad hit on the quarterback, so he was penalized for that. And you know, these games are going to start going up to, they're going to be Madden scores pretty soon because you can't play defense at all. So it's going to be more exciting, I guess, you know, to see more points on the board. But if you like, if you're a classic, I don't know, gridiron guy who's, you know, used to the way it was and defense was, you know, an important part of the game, it's not going to be as fun. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just so glad football is back. I'm so freaking happy. I have this annual tradition with my good friend of mine, one of my best friends. And it is that, you know, we get together on the first Bucks game of the year and get hammered. We get hammered and watch the game. We go to a bar, we order wings, and we get whiskey shots and, you know, sip whiskey and drink beers and eat wings. But it's not like that anymore. You know, he's married now. He's got a child, a little baby. And he doesn't have that sort of freedom that he has anymore. And, you know, we're just at that age. It used to bother me because, you know, I used to see this guy all the time. We were like best buds, you know. And we just don't see each other as much anymore. And it hurts my feelings. But then I think, you know, he's got a kid. He's living a different life than I am. It's not better or worse. You know, it's just different. He's got a wife and a child. But he texted me. He goes, "Hey, we doing the Bucks? You know, this is for the Bucks game. We doing the thing?" And I said, "Yeah, let's do it, man." And he said, "All right, cool." And then a few days later, I texted him and said, "Hey, you still good for Sunday, right?" And he went, "Yes. There's a chance though that we might have to watch it here at my house, or I might have to bring his son with him." Now, his son's like 3. He's not going to be able to go to, you know, a thing like that. We can't get hammered, you know, with the kid and stuff. But I said, "Oh, that's cool. You know, I'll get hammered. And you can kind of just, like, you know, watch the game with me. And we'll hang out with the baby and stuff. And you can, you know, deal with changing diapers and all the things that comes along with that." And then the clincher was a few days later, "Hey, we still doing the Bucks, you know, Sunday?" I think this was Friday. He goes, "Yes, but we have to watch it here because my son is potty training." So I didn't really know what that meant. Why? I don't understand what that means. But apparently, from my understanding, is that you kind of just leave the diaper off the baby, and then when it has to go, you kind of, like a dog that's pooing on your carpet, you just kind of pick them up and take them to the toilet so they kind of learn. Just like potty training a dog, same thing. I don't want to do that. I mean, It's my best friend, and I want to hang out with him, but I don't want to watch a little baby walking around with a little dong hanging out, flapping around when I'm trying to watch Fitzmagic toss it down the field, sipping beers to DeSean Jackson for touchdowns. I don't want to be distracted by a little baby wiener flapping around. I don't think I'm in the wrong for that either. And I think he knew this all along. This was his plan, to con me into coming over to his house instead of going to the bar. I know it. I have a good spider sense with this stuff. My gut is always right. And he wouldn't fess up to that, though. He was kind of like, and I said, "You know what, man? I think I'm not really feeling that great. I think I'm just going to go ahead and you know, watch it at home. Maybe we can do it next year. Your kid will be potty trained by then, I'm sure. Hopefully." And I ended up just going over to my other friends and watching the game. And even them, you know, they're coupled up with, you know, my friend's got her boyfriend that lives with her, and, you know, another friends of mine came over with her fella, and then my friend Kayer came over by himself this time, but he's usually in tow with his lady. And then after the game, it kind of just, you know, ended. Kayer went home. He's got a real job. He's a doctor, so he's got to study for boards, and actually he has things to do. And then, you know, my other friends that were coupled up kind of took off, and I went to go do Bang or whatever they do now, and then I'm just sitting there with my other two friends that are together, and you can feel it in the air that they're just ready for me to go home. Yawning. Oh, I'm so tired. Yeah, I got it. Let me finish this beer. And I almost snapped at them and said that, but you know, I knew I just have to hurry up and finish and go home. But yeah, it's just like, you know, it's not bad, it's not better or worse, but it's just different. I don't go out and get hammered anymore either, really. I mean, I do, but not like, you know, I did, you know, 4 years ago. That doesn't happen anymore. And I don't want it to happen anymore. I like to drink, you know, one day a week. That's about it. And when I want to drink, I want to drink, too. I know that's a sign of being alcoholic, but I'm not drinking every day. I'm drinking one day a week, and I'm having a lot on one day. I know that's called binge drinking. I understand that's not good. But that's what I like to do. I like beer. I love beer. But I don't like it enough to just have one beer and that's it. I'd rather just not have one. I'd rather have a glass of water. So I think that balances out the binge drinking in my head and my rationale anyway it does. 813-693-2124 is the number here. Leave a voice or text message. Visit hmbradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast, if you would, on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. Just go to, just put in HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay. And it'll pop right up. Hit subscribe while you're there. Give a 5-star rating. Leave a review. It only takes a second. Really helps me out. And I appreciate it very much. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/HMB Radio, like Radio St. Pete while you're there. Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at home_made_man. I'm reluctantly very active on those things. Reluctantly, but if I didn't have, you know, a radio program and a podcast, I wouldn't be on there. I'm desperately trying to find a way to get out of Facebook. I have to have it for Bumble and stuff, though, and Tinder, and trying to find a wife, you know, or anything underneath that's fine, too. But it's still just an extra tool, you know, and you got to have Facebook in order to use these services. But I am very active on there. Follow Radio St. Pete, too, just Radio STPETE on Twitter and Instagram. And keep up with things, you know, going on with the Radio St. Pete and HMB Radio there. Stay Woke, Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. Anna Hummel and myself do Stay Woke at Midnights. You can download the app. Just search 102.5 The Bone. You can get that show, all the others. You got Drew Garabo on that station. We got Mike Calta, Roger and JP, Soul Brother Kevin, Johnny B Show, and others. So check that out. Get the app. And let's party.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Boy, we're talking about Tampa Bay sports a lot, but there's a lot to talk about. I mean, the Rays are kicking ass. It's too little too late, of course, for them. But, man, it's going to be exciting for them next year. If they can keep this team they have now, this core going, who knows what can happen. And I guess there's still a slim chance. You never know. Maybe something crazy could happen that they'll – maybe pull out that second wild card spot. Hey, who knows? It could happen. It's slim to none, but hey, it might happen. And we're pulling for him. Keep winning, guys. But the Tampa Bay Lightning, our own Tampa Bay Lightning hockey squad team, guys, got some terrible, terrible news this week. Steve Yzerman, the GM, former player, legendary Hall of Fame player for the Detroit Red Wings, now is a GM. Did an incredible job building up the Lightning over the past, you know, few years, and they're going to be good for a long time because of him. He is officially stepping down. Man, that's a freaking bummer, but he wants to spend time with his family. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. He's going to stay with the team for 1 year as a senior advisor, and they have full confidence in some French guy. He's got a French name. I don't know if he's French-Canadian or French, but Dubois Brie or something like that. So he's going to be the new GM. And hopefully he learned a thing from Stevie. And, you know, we're going to root for him and keep rooting for the team. And Steve's going to spend some time with his family for a year in Detroit. It's my understanding. So he's basically going to go take the GM job in Detroit is what he's going to do. And I mean, you know, that sucks. You know, I mean, we'd love to have him, love to keep him here. We've been building a good thing, but he's brought us a lot of success, and we got to thank him for his service here. And, you know, he played for Detroit. He's a Hall of Famer, you know, in the Detroit Red Wing uniform. He wants to go do it with that team. You know, that's his home squad there. So you can't really fault him for that. So, you know, I'm sure very soon, by next year, he'll be taking over that role and probably rebuild that Red Wing team into the powerhouse that it once was. So I know some people are upset, just like when Joe Maddon dipped out on the Rays and, you know, what a bummer that was. But you shouldn't be, man, because he gave us a good team. We're going to be good for a long time, and I think this new guy will be all right. Why do I think that? I don't know. I just, you know, hoping for the best, of course. So, Steve Yzerman, we wish you well. Good luck in Detroit, and screw you. But anywho, this podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, TRUVs and Victory, YSalonandSpa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Get a haircut. Go get some Botox done when the Botox lady comes in. She comes in like once a month. Look good. Feel good. Get a haircut with Chrissy. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Book your appointment today. And, of course, HomemadePodcast.com. That is my little side company that I'm building up here. It's a podcast consulting company for individuals, for businesses. If you're an individual who wanted to start a podcast but doesn't know where to start with equipment, with technical stuff, with internet stuff, RSS feeds, all that stuff, I know how to do it because I'm doing it right now as we speak. And I can help you for a small fee. And maybe businesses, if you're interested in creating some sort of audio content for your website to reach new and existing customers, give me a shout at homemadepodcasts.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Early last week was the 17th anniversary of September 11th, and we talked a little bit about it on Stay Woke. We had a caller call in who was feeling still, after 17 years, very upset about it. So we kind of, Anna and I kind of talked her down a little bit, tried to reason with her. It's a shame that after all this time that, you know, it affected so many people and it affected the world. We're still at war 17 years because of what happened on that day. And, you know, it's a shame. So we talked to her a little bit. And then we talked about divorce a little bit. And that Anna found a story that divorce is contagious, they say. So we talked a little bit about that. And we got our opinions on the deal. Stay Woke is on at midnight on 102.5 The Bone. Here in Tampa Bay, and you can always get it at theboneonline.com, or you can download the app, 102.5 The Bone, in the App Store. Download it. You can get it on demand. You know, make sure you share that. It's a fun show. I love doing that show with Anna. It's on every night, every weeknight, at midnights. So let's listen to some 9/11 stuff, kind of a bummer, and then we'll get into divorce, another bummer. Stay Woke, midnight. 102.5 The Bone.
Now, this person has been patiently waiting for very, 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 very long time, and we appreciate you. With whom do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee, what's going on?
Hey, just with the 9/11, I think about it. I still think about it every day. I was 7.5 months pregnant when it happened.
Oh, God.
And my doctor kept telling me, you have to stop stressing about it, and my son was born with a lot of medical issues, and I, to this day, blame myself because I think it was my fault for stressing and thinking about all those people that did perish and what was going to happen to our country.
So you feel like the extreme stress of the situation caused your son to have medical problems? Now, does he still have issues to this day? Or?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can really blame yourself for that sort of thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't blame yourself for that.
But I just see how he suffers all the time.
But
and
you don't
just
know that that's the direct cause, though. Like, is that what they told you, that it was extreme stress? I mean, were they genetic conditions? You know, it could have happened anyways. You don't know. So I definitely don't think you should be blaming yourself. You didn't mean to harm your son.
Right. I didn't. But they did say that stress could have had a factor involved in it. But, you know, I think that all my other children, you know, don't have what he has. And I just correlate the two. It must have been because I was so stressed out.
Right, but I mean, like, if you weren't stressed out or you didn't care about the situation, I feel like it sounds like you're a pretty compassionate person. I mean, I can't imagine anyone not caring about the situation. Were you close to the event? Were you, like, near or close to New York? Or?
No, I was in Michigan.
Okay.
So I really wasn't close to it, but it was just for days and days, I mean, months, I couldn't even, you know, concentrate because I felt so bad for all those families and all the firemen and police officers and, you know, even to this day, you know, they're all suffering with diseases now.
Right.
Of course. But I definitely don't think that you should be blaming yourself. And again, you don't know that that was the direct cause. It sounds like someone told you that it could have been a factor, but could have been a factor doesn't mean that you caused these things to happen.
Right.
So
yes, I try to tell myself that, but still, you know, it just every day, you know, I see him suffering and then I think about all these families who had to suffer with it.
Right.
And it's just horrible.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe
thing.
Yeah, you're correlating it when it's not necessarily the causation of the whole thing. And, you know, you can't blame yourself. It was a very stressful time. I'm sure there was a lot of people in your shoes, too. And, you know, I mean, now what's done is done, too. You just kind of have to move on and move forward and try to make your son's life as easy as it can be, you know?
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, guilt about the past and anxiety about the future are pretty useless emotions. Like, right. What's happened has happened. You just got to say, okay, well, what can we do from here on out?
Yes.
That's what you got to ask yourself. You can't be dwelling on the past. And I know you're human, and I give advice that I sometimes don't take for myself. But, like, today when I got offended but from that guy's sexist comment, I had to take my own advice and be like, who cares what this schmuck thinks? I don't care what he thinks. Why am I getting upset by this? Same sort of thing, man. Like, you can't worry about the past. You always have to tell yourself, I can't change anything. Mm-hmm. What's done is done, like Will said.
Yep, you're right. You're right. And I'm working on it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because you're just going to stress out more and, you know, lead yourself into an early grave. So, you know, try to relax a little. Yeah.
All right.
Good luck,
Thank
Renee.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
That's a scary, scary world that I have to tell someone to relax because I'm not good at relaxing. I tried to meditate one time for like 30 seconds and I was stressed out. I was going to be late.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to lose all sense of time. This is just not going to work out. It's horrible. Have you ever meditated before?
Yeah, I tried a few times. I don't know if it just wasn't for me or maybe I just didn't know how. I don't know. I tried to look it up, but, you know, I did try it for a little while, but.
I feel like I didn't really give it.
Yeah.
Not even my all, but like, I didn't even give it like 20%. So yeah, I should probably give it another crack.
I didn't really believe in it. You know? So you got to believe in things. Like,
going in as a skeptic isn't going to really do you much good. All right. So before the break, we teased that there's a disease going around that might be contagious, and it's called divorce. I'm going to let this lady tell you about what's going on right now. How about now?
Introducing Spectrum Mobile.
Okay, that's an ad. So how about I tell you in 12 seconds, okay? 12 seconds, I'm going to tell you why if your friends are getting divorced, you might be next. Unlimited talk and text. You can also invest in Spectrum.
Nice.
$45 a month.
Divorce researchers say you might be next. At least the folks at Brown, Harvard, and UC San Diego seem to think so. Researchers found that you're 75% more likely to become divorced if a friend has divorced, and that's not all. If a friend of a friend is divorced, your odds of getting a divorce increases 33%.
Interesting. So if people around you are getting divorced, it's saying that it's actually contagious, and you will then get divorced. Not will get divorced, but it increases your chances of getting divorced. So I thought that that was an interesting study, and I was trying to, you know, unpack it and see why that might be the case. I think that if you yourself, I feel like most people who are in relationships, maybe not most, I'm just making up statistics now, I would say a fair amount of people who are in marriages are not in happy marriages. And when you see other people have the courage, the bravery, whatever it is, to finally break ties, and you see them thriving and they're happy, you think, man, I could really do that too. I can do that. If she did that or he did that, I can do that too. And then you do that. That's why I think it's contagious.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think too, divorce in our culture is kind of glamorized a little
really?
Bit. Yeah, they kind of talk about it a lot. I remember Louis C.K. in one of his old bits was talking about how awesome it is that he's divorced from his wife and how, you know, terrible she was, and like it's just great being divorced. And but, you know, I guess if you don't have any children or something, then yeah, whatever. I guess you can split, or why get married to begin with?
Right.
But, you know, if you got kids, I think the data shows that kids that parents are together do much better.
But given, I feel like there's a caveat, given that they have like a stable relationship, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of divorce is just like, I'm tired of picking up your underwear off the floor. I don't want to do this anymore.
You really
like,
think
it's not,
that?
Yeah, I think the majority of them are just people that are just like, ugh. I'm just tired of you. Not realizing that, you know, I've always heard that relationships are work and they're going to continue to be work throughout your whole life. Like,
right.
You can't become too complacent.
Sure.
You know, you still have to woo your partner.
Absolutely.
You still have to
date,
you know,
your partner.
Date, you know, go out on dates and stuff. And you think, oh, God, I don't have to do that. But I think that's really important. I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
And then it just gets to a point where you're not in a romantic relationship anymore. You're kind of just in a
partnership,
in a domestic partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very unsexy.
Yeah. And you're not banging anymore. And it just becomes, you know, mundane and boring. And that's why people get divorced. Mm. I don't think it's because, like, you know, the husband's beating up his wife. I'm sure that does happen.
Sure, sure, sure.
But
yeah,
the majority is not that.
Yeah, I would say a lot of people grow apart. It's not sexy anymore. I feel like a lot of times there's issues. Obviously, I think finances. God, I just learned what the three main things of like causes of divorce are, like finances. I forgot the other one. And then I guess stress at work maybe. And then like issues with attention, like when someone's not getting enough attention and stuff like that. That can be very damaging to a relationship. But you always have to try to, you know, admire your partner. Like you said, woo your partner, date your partner, stuff like that. But yeah, it seems like, I mean, in our society now, divorce is very acceptable. I mean, half of marriages end in divorce in the United States. So it's nothing that is unusual. I don't think that by divorcing your partner, I mean, unless it's like a really ugly divorce and you're trash talking your spouse in front of your child, if you do have children, that it can be very damaging. But I mean, if it's very civil and you're happier apart and you're arguing all the time, sometimes it's better for people to just, you know, part ways. As long as the kid has enough love and attention and isn't going to grow up to be, you know, like a school shooter, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it can work. I'm a product of divorce. I turned out semi-normal for the most part. But I feel like, you know, a mother and father in the same home they just play different roles in the home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if dad's not there and you go see dad on weekends, you're only getting that role of, you know, kind of like the, I guess it would be the disciplinarian, you know, that would be the dad's main role.
Well, I guess that varies from family to family, but I feel like if it's an unhappy setting, if there's no love in the home with two parents, then it's better that they're apart and that they're happy, and that even though the time is split, for you to have I feel like growing up, if I learned that like my entire life was a lie and that my parents hated each other and just stayed together for us kids, like I feel like that would be a devastating, you know, something devastating that I would find out in adulthood, and that would, I don't want to say undermine my entire childhood, but I would question and doubt everything, you know?
Yes. But I still think it'd be better overall for it. We're using you as an example for your own development overall, is staying together, even if you don't particularly like each other, even if it's just for the kid. And then maybe when they're grown up and out of the house, then maybe, you know, you think about splitting up. But at that point, why bother? Just, you know, go out with your wife and go take her out to Chili's.
It's so miserable.
And go see a movie.
No.
And get an HJ, you know. Afterwards.
If that, a little handsky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I sort of disagree. Like I think it's really upsetting to just stay together for someone else. I mean, if there's stuff that you can fix, right? If there's stuff that you both realize, okay, I could do this better and I can compromise, then definitely you should at least give it a try. But if it's just not working or you're really unhappy, like to live, I don't know, conceivably, I don't know, 2 decades of your life, say, with someone that you don't particularly like, just to have this facade of having a perfect family, it's a farce. And I don't know, I just feel like there's many ways that you can raise kids in a healthy and happy way, and it doesn't have to be two parents in one home.
But yeah, I mean, I agree with you that you can, but it's always going to be better to have the both parents in the home. And then once you get a kid involved, they become the most important thing. Your life is not as important anymore.
I understand that, but again, like, it depends on the situation. If there's lots of yelling and hitting and screaming and crying and stuff like that, that can be very damaging.
Well, physical, I would say, is different. If it's getting physical in the house, but even arguing and yelling.
But on a constant daily basis, where it's constant bickering, yelling, screaming, like that's a very unhealthy, unpleasant, very tense situation to be in. I would much rather be split and then have people that are, you know, at least calm. It's more inviting. You don't feel like you're constantly, you know, every time mom or dad walks in, it's like, oh God, they're here and now I have to go upstairs and run away. Like, you know, your home should be your sanctuary, even if you have to have, you know, more than one.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I do agree with that up to a point, but I still think overall it's better just have the mom.
Two parents
together.
For Will. And again, maybe you're speaking, it's funny because you said you grew up in a divorced home.
Yeah, but I mean, I had a stepdad. My mom remarried when she, so I did have like a male influence in the house.
Right.
He was a lunatic, but I mean, he definitely, you know, played a role for sure. I wonder what I'd be like if he wasn't there, because my dad just wasn't too active. My dad was, you know, now I understand. You know, I kind of resented my father for how he... But, you know, he was 23 when he had me. Me at 23 was I was still a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Still a child.
Yeah, right.
So I kind of, you know, as I, you know, grown older and put myself in his shoes at this time, you know, he just didn't know what he was doing. And, you know, I would go see him. It used to be on the weekends, and then it became every other weekend. And it's not that he didn't love me or anything. It was just he just wasn't prepared for it. I don't think he really wanted me. You know, my mom says I was planned. My dad said, no, I'm not sure you weren't planned. He calls me his favorite mistake, you know, even now. And, it's
weirdly endearing.
Yeah, and my mom gets upset. I told her that, and she was like, that's not true. Why would he say that?
Because it's the
truth. Like, they still hate each other, too. Well, I don't think my dad hates my mom. My mom's just kind of crazy, too. So they don't get along. They don't talk or anything like that. And that bums me out because I think about I would like to be able to get my family, you know, together. And that includes, you know, my dad. Wife and my mom's husband. Like, it'd be nice to have, like, if I ever get married and have kids and stuff, they're gonna have to come over and do Christmas at my house.
Yeah,
that's gotta happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I want my kids to be there with their grandparents and stuff like that, and I think they'll be able to do that, but it's just a shame that you know, I don't see them ever together in the same room at the same place at the same time. I think the last time they were together was my high school graduation,
right?
So, you know, it's a shame because they are, you know, I love them both, and I would like them to both, I would like to see them at the same time.
Interact, yeah.
Yeah, and interact with each other and talk with each other. Be like, oh, here's our son, Bill, and check out how awesome he is and all this stuff. That would be great. And it just didn't happen.
I get you. And it's not funny, but interesting because you are a product of divorce. Your parents got divorced when you were like two or something?
2 years old,
right,
yeah.
And my parents got divorced when I was like 24 or something like that. So I would say that, you know, I grew up in a home with two parents. But, you know, getting older and understanding, I mean, when the divorce first happened with my parents, I was devastated, you know, and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I never thought this would happen to my family, yada, yada, yada. But now that I've, you know, I'm matured and gotten a little bit older, I wouldn't want them to be together if they weren't happy or if even one was miserable. Like, that's awful. Like, no one should have to live their lives, even for the sake of their children. If you're that freaking miserable, like, you're not going to be a good parent if you're unhappy. You know what I mean? So now I feel like I have a different perspective. And if you are really unhappy in your relationship and you've tried to salvage it and you have kids or whatever and it's not working, then get divorced. People do it all the time. And most of the time, everything's okay. Sort of, kind of. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
not.
Maybe try a little harder, though, too. I think some people, I tried and they didn't really try.
Try harder.
Full of crap.
All right, there you go. It's a homemade broadcast this week. Check out Stay Woke Midnights on 102.5 The Bone. Download that app. Download the Radio St. Pete app. Make sure you subscribe to the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio, one word, Tampa Bay. And I appreciate you. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, well, man, that's awesome. Make sure you tell a friend, subscribe, rate, do all that good stuff. Got stickers still. If you want some, email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Leave me a text or voicemail, 813-693-2124. You can always get a hold of me at hmbradio.com. If you missed any of those numbers and those instructions and all that good stuff, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you very much for listening, folks. I appreciate it. I really do. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. See you next week. Bye-bye. I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.